Hey, Chevra, good evening. So it's good to be learning Torah again. If you remember last time we learned, I know some of you were here, some of you were not here, but the last time we learned, we discussed this Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin, where according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah over the Yom Tov. Every day of the 7 days of the Yom Tov, you have to eat achas b'yom and achas b'layla. Rabbi Eliezer understands that teshuva ke'enta d'ura means that just like when I am home, I eat 2 meals a day. So also my sukkah, I have to eat 2 meals a day. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. And the Chachamim say, no, that there's no obligation to eat in the sukkah at all. Right? If you want to fast over Yom Tov, you can. The one exception is, according to the Chachamim, that the first night of Sukkot is a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. And the Gemara learns that chiyuv based on the Gezeirah Shavah of Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asar. It says the 15th with respect to Pesach, and it says the 15th with respect to Sukkot. And just like on Pesach, I have an obligation to eat. And no matter what, I have a mitzvah, I have to eat. So also in Sukkot, there is some point that you have an obligation to eat, no matter what, whether you like it or not. You can't fast, you have to eat, and that's the first night of Sukkot. That's the conclusion that our Gemara says. And what we discussed last time, which we'll probably come back to a tiny bit tonight, is just the conceptual question as to whether this obligation to eat the first night of Sukkot, this chiyuv that we learn, again, according to the Chachamim, the chiyuv to eat the first night of Sukkot, which we learn from Matzah, is that fundamentally a mitzvah of Sukkah, or is it fundamentally a mitzvah of Achila? Am I borrowing the halacha that just like on Pesach, I have to eat, also the first night I have to eat, or am I saying that just like on Pesach, I have to eat the first night, and that's a eating in the context of Pesach, meaning it's matzah. So also the first night of Sukkot, I have to eat in the context of a sukkah. That's the way we discuss the question, and we presented a number of halachic issues that this might relate to in terms of, is there a prohibition to eat on Erev Sukkot so that you eat well the first night of Sukkot, right? We noted that on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat because you have to eat matzah l'tei. Does the same apply to Erev Sukkot? And we went through the sugya last week. We presented all of the issues, some more absurd than others, in terms of that there are positions that say that you're not allowed to dip your challah in honey the first night of Sukkot, because just like I can't dip my matzah in anything, it has to be lechem uni. We presented a number of these opinions, and these opinions were somewhat unusual, but kind of cool nonetheless. Hold that in the back of your minds. That conversation that we had last week about whether the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah the first night is a mitzvah of eating or is a mitzvah of sukkah, kind of holds on to that. We'll come back to it. And I want to begin the new Gemara tonight, V'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, there's a two dots in the Gemara. V'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer is a citation from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you do not eat the first night of Yontif, Mishlo Achal, right? Meaning in the Mishnah again, Mishlo Achal, Leila Yontif HaRishon, Yashlim, Leila Yontif HaAchron Shel Chag. That if you don't eat the first night of Yontif, so there you could finish off, you have, or we'll use the word Hashlama differently, but you could be Mashlim, Leila Yontif Acharon, that you could do is the last night of Yontif, on Shmini Atzeres, you eat. The Chachamim say, no, you can't do that. That's called Me'uvaso Yuchal Leskon. That is something that can't be repaired. The Pasuk in Kohelet says, when you do something at times and it's like so bad, it can't be fixed. So if you don't eat the first night of Sukkot, Chacham, you can't repair it. Rabbi Eliezer apparently is saying something that if you don't eat the first night, you can be mashlim the last night, meaning you can be mashlim the on Shmini Atzeres at night. So the Gemara asks, V'ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer, Abba Esrei Su'udos Chayiv Adam Lecho B'Sukkah, Achas B'Yom Ba'Achas B'Layla. For the Gemara Kasha, how can Rabbi Eliezer say, if I don't eat the first night, I eat Shmini Atzeres at night? How can Rabbi Eliezer say that when the halacha is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, I have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah? 14 meals in the sukkah. On Shmini Atzeres, do we sit in the sukkah? Trick question. No, right? In Eretz Yisrael, you definitely don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara's kasha is, how can Rabbi Eliezer say that on Shmini Atzeres at night, you are mashlim, you make up what you missed, when the halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer is that you have to eat in the sukkah? And Shmini Atzeres at night, I'm not eating in the sukkah, because there's no sukkah then. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Amar Beira, Amar Reb Ami, Chazabo Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Beira, who is an Amora, it's like a somewhat obscure name of an Amora. Beira quotes in the name of Reb Ami that Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind. Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind. So ultimately, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Remember, Rabbi Eliezer says, initially in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. And then Rabbi Eliezer later on in the Mishnah says, no, you could be mashlim, which means I'm eating a meal that's not in the sukkah. How could you do that? You're not eating in the sukkah. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind. So acharei kechlos hakol, when all the dust settles, what exactly does Rabbi Eliezer hold? When Rabbi Eliezer says that there is tashlumin, what am I making up? Anyone want to take a stab at this?
I think he's retracting the 14 meals.
Okay. In other words, what does he hold?
You do have a chiyav on the first night to eat in the sukkah. And that can be made up.
You have a chiyav the first night in the sukkah, like the Chachamim say. Right? Rabbi Eliezer originally said 14 meals, but he changed his mind, right? And now he does not say 14 meals. Now he just says, like the Chachamim say, one meal. And if you miss that one meal the first night of Sukkot, you can make it up. And you make it up in Shmini Atzeres. Right? That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. That is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Right? Rashi learns the Gemara exactly that way. But it is a little interesting, because if I miss a meal the first night of Sukkot, right? I have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night of Sukkot. So I have a chiyuv I learned from a matzah that I have to eat the first night of Sukkot. Why do I make that chiyuv up on Shmini Atzeres at night? What about the first day Chol HaMoed? What about the first day Yontiv at lunch? Right? It's a little bit funny that Rabbi Eliezer says, right? This is, again, Judaism according to Rashi. What Rabbi Eliezer is saying according to Rashi is that I have, that Rabbi Eliezer number two, Rabbi Eliezer 2.0, says that you have a mitzvah to eat the first night of Sukkot, but if you don't eat it, you can make it up. And the Chachamim say, if you don't eat the first night of Sukkot, you can't make it up. It's mu'uvas l'yuchal l'skon. But it's a little bit funny that Rabbi Eliezer says, you missed it the first night of Sukkot, so make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Hey, dude, why are you waiting until Shmini Atzeres? What, you never heard it tomorrow? And like, why you got to wait a whole week? Right? This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and it is a little interesting. It's a little difficult. It's a little difficult to understand why you have to wait till Shmini Atzeres. Good? Let's read the Rashi, and then I want to make another point in the Rashi, and then we'll do the Tosis. So Rashi writes, you see the Rashi, it's right opposite the Hagos HaBach. Right, the Gemara's kasha is, I have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. So Rashi comments, "Ukevan de biyom achron lo besuki yosav, v'im yashav ba l'shem mitzvah over al bal tosef, my hashlama de suka ikahacha." So Rashi is adding a teeny bit. Right? In other words, we said, the way we learned the Gemara is that on Shemini Atzeres, you don't eat in the sukkah. That's what we learned the Gemara. Zakt Rashi, an extra wrinkle. And even if you'd want to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, well, dude, you can't. Because if you're going to eat in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres, and your intention, Rabbi Eliezer, is that you want to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres in order to fulfill your mitzvah of eating in the sukkah that you, Rabbi Eliezer, say exists, well, that means you have kavana for a mitzvah. And if you eat in the sukkah with kavana to fulfill a mitzvah, you're in violation of an aveira called Bal Tosef. Right? We're not allowed to add on additional mitzvahs in the Torah. You can't take a mitzvah and extend it beyond its normal time. So if I eat in the sukkah and Shemini Atzeres, that is called Bal Tosef. So therefore, Rashi is what we'd say in Yiddish is Bavurning Akasha. Right? Rashi is saying, don't ask, maybe you're eating in the sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. The answer, says Rashi, is you can't eat in the sukkah and Shemini Atzeres because that would be Bal Tosef. So far, so good? Okay, so, next Rashi.
So then how does Rashi reconcile that the Hozer Bo was on all 14 meals if he's saying that if Rabbi Eliezer is having someone eat in a sukkah on Shemini Atzeret, that that's Bal Tosef?
So Rashi is not saying you have to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeret. Again,
I know. But if he's saying that Rabbi Eliezer, like this would be Bal Tosef if this happened, then how is he also squaring that with Chozer Bo being that Rabbi Eliezer's retracted the 14 days?
So Rabbi Eliezer retracts the 14 days. So the din is you only have to eat in the sukkah the first night of Sukkot.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow there is tashlumin if I eat in the sukkah, there is tashlumin if I eat a meal on Shemini Atzeres.
Okay.
Right?
As opposed to Bal Tosef.
I can't eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. That would be Bal Tosef. I eat a meal on Shemini Atzeres, that will be tashlumin for what I did not eat the first night of Sukkot.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, actually, you know what? Before I do the next Rashi, let me read a little more Gemara. Rachel, you had a comment?
More than I just thought that was even more bizarre. I don't have a good thought, but I guess it's almost Rashi's comment about, that you'd be eating the meal, but outside the sukkah makes it seem like an even more bizarre version of tashlumin. Because isn't the essence the meal plus the sukkah? Like without the sukkah, okay.
So this could lead us, if I'd want to have the conversation this way, which I don't really, it could lead us in the following direction, right? The paradigmatic case of tashlumin in our world is, let's say I don't daven shacharis, so I daven mincha twice. The first one is tefilas mincha. The second one is making up the shacharis that I missed, right? That's standard tashlumin. If I don't daven mincha, theoretically, so then, thank you, Zoe. If I don't daven mincha, so then I make up with ma'ariv, right? I don't daven mincha, I make up, the first one is ma'ariv, second one is tashlumin of mincha. Let's say I miss mincha on Shabbos. So now I'm going to make it up with ma'ariv matzei Shabbos. Well, dude, there's a problem. Because mincha and Shabbos is a Shabbos mincha, right? Matzei Shabbos, I don't do Shabbos prayers. So how can I make it up? Or if I skip Yalav Yavo, right? So how can I make it up Matzei Yomtiv, right? When it is, that's a more extreme case. In that case, I actually davened. I davened on yontiv mincha, but I skipped the Aleph Yavel. So now I have to make it up. Well, one second, I'm making it up. But what I did is I missed Yalav Yavel. By the time I'm making it up, it's not Yontiv anymore. So if I'm not saying Yalav Yavel, so what am I accomplishing? And that's a very similar question to over here, right? I missed eating in the sukkah, so I have to make it up. But I'm making it up and I'm not eating in the sukkah. And so that's already problematic. But I have an example of that in Judaism.
Right. I guess I know that we're saying that from the Gezeirah Shavah with Pesach, we have this like separate idea of a meal. But I guess until you were going on about Tashlumim, I guess I didn't realize how separate this idea of the meal on Sukkot is from the rest of Sukkot.
Okay, correct.
So that's but, just, I don't know, it's just conceptually strange, but like it does follow logic-wise.
Let's just say it like this. I think it's clear from Rashi. The question that we addressed last week and we began tonight, that chiyuv to eat the first night, is it a mitzvah to eat or is it a mitzvah of sukkah? Right? So Rashi's presentation of Rabbi Eliezer is very clear that what I have is a mitzvah of eating. So I have a mitzvah to eat the first night of sukkahs. And now I am going to eat on Shmini Atzeres. And that will make up for my eating that I missed the first night of Sukkot. So far, so good? You get an impression it's a mitzvah to eat. It's not a mitzvah to be in the sukkah. Were it to really be a mitzvah to be in the sukkah, so then the notion of tashlumin would be much more difficult, although not completely impossible. Just like what we spoke about, if I miss Yalev Yavo, Yontiv Mincha, so Matzai Yontiv, I can make up that tefillah without Yalev Yavo. It's not impossible, but it's unlikely. Is that a fair way to present it?
Okay. I have a question though, like his whole premise of eating twice a meal every day in the first place, though, is Teishu Kein Tzaduru, which makes it seem like it is connected to the sukkah.
Whoa. No.
No?
Because the way Rashi is learning, Rabbi Eliezer moved away from his Teishu Kein Tzaduru of 14 meals. Instead, Rabbi Eliezer is just saying exactly the same as the Chachamim. You have to eat one meal. And that one meal is based on the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And now I'm making it up. And I'm making it up the last night. I'm making up Shmini Atzeres night. And just to add a teeny punchline, this can address the question that we began with. We said, one second, I don't know if we began with one of the questions that we asked already. We said, hey, Rabbi Eliezer, you didn't eat the first night of Sukkot. Well, yay you, right? So when do you make it up, right? Why don't you eat lunch? Why don't you eat a meal on Chol HaMoed? Why are you waiting until the last night, right? Meaning Shmini Atzeres at night. Why don't you just eat lunch? The answer might be that what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is, okay, Chachamim, you say that you have to eat a meal on Yontiv because it's modeled after the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. Great. I, Rabbi Eliezer, say that what that means is I have an obligation to eat a meal Yontiv at night. So therefore, the Tashlumin is only going to be Shmini Atzeres because there ain't no other Yontiv at night besides Shmini Atzeres. That's probably the way to put this piece of Gemara together. So far, so good, Chevra? Excellent. Okay, got thumbs up. Thank you, Tova. Let's just read a few more lines of Gemara. And so Mashlim B'may. Right? I stopped too early in the Gemara. Right? Three lines after the two dots. The Gemara asks, I, Rabbi Eliezer, says you have to eat 14 meals. So how can you make it up? So the Gemara answer is Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind. And really, he does not feel you need to eat 14 meals. So the Gemara asks, Mashlim b'may, what are you being mashlim with? Ilem b'rifta su'uda d'yome ka'achel. If you're being mashlim with bread, meaning that you're going to eat bread, shmini atzeres, at night, well, that is su'uda d'yome ka'achel. When you eat bread, you're eating the su'uda of shmini atzeres, right? What am I doing? Oh, so you're going to eat bread, shmini atzeres, at night. Well, whoopee-doo. You have to eat bread, shmini atzeres, at night anyway. It's a yontif. You have to eat bread. Ella, my yashlim. Yashlim b'mini targima. Right? Rather, yashlim means that you eat some mini targima. What exactly mini targima means seems to be a bit of a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Is it that you're eating like some fruit? Or is it that you're eating some meat and cheese, not together, some meat or some cheese or some fish or some other food that we would call like a main course? Meaning that you should add additional food to cover the meal that you missed. I'm supposed to eat a meal the first night of Yontif. I'm obligated to eat a meal the first night of Yontif. If I don't eat a meal the first night of Yontif, what happens? So the Chachamim say, Me'uvas le'yuchal eston. You can't make it up. You're done. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can make it up. Well, how do I make it up? It can't be that I just eat some bread because I have to eat bread anyway. Rather, right, I'm going to add an additional course of food. I'm going to eat some, according to Rashi, some fruit, according to Tosfos, some meat, some fish, whatever it is, and that will be the special course to make up from that, to make up for that meal the first night of Yontif, which I missed.
Can I ask a question on the Rashi on Targima, the second one?
If I say no, what happens?
You say no, I won't ask the question.
Yes, you can ask the question, yes.
What is the word?
what do the words mine Targima mean?
No. The second, Rashi's second, he has two definitions for Targima.
Mini Targima, Zot Rashi, La'achash Shasila, like after you finish meal, Yavi Parpiraos Uma Adanim, you bring like desserts, Kigon Peros Vekisnin, Vekaplutos Mevushalos, or cooked leeks.
And then there's another Targima.
Targima, Rashi writes prunes, which I think means prunes.
Prunes, thank you. That was our debate.
Again, if you want, there is a dictionary that you could probably buy online called the Blondheim Dictionary of the Blondheim Dictionary. He like goes through. I think it's called Otzer Laze Rashi. I think that's what it's published on. Blondheim was an interesting fellow. I believe he intermarried, but he was like a Talmud Chacham, and he wrote the dictionary of all the ancient French words that appear in Rashi. There's also a French dictionnaire, ancien français, something like that. You could probably pronounce it a lot better than I can. There's a old dictionary of ancient French, which means like old French, which is based heavily on Rashi. Rashi is one of the primary sources of old French, for whatever it's worth. Okay, so the Gemara says, im hishlam b'mine targima, Yatsa, if you are mashlim with mine targima, you just add a little bit of food. So then you are, then you're yotze. Now Rashi, by the way, adds that the inyan of tashlumin over here is just like this tashlumin by your carbon, right? Meaning that on yontiv, I'm supposed to bring like olas re'iyah, no? And shame simcha. If I don't bring the olas re'iyah and the shame simcha, I have all seven, I'm supposed to bring it the first day of yontiv. If I don't, I have all 7 days of the Yontif to bring it. So Rashi somehow is saying, and I'm not exactly sure what to do with this, but it's worth some sort of rabbinic drasha. Rashi is saying that the meal on Yontif has tashlumin, just like the carbon of Yontif has tashlumin. And that's already interesting. I don't know what to do with it, but it's interesting. So far, so good. Now, Adkan Divrei, Divrei Rashi. How does Tosfos learn? The Tosfos Chazar bo Rabbi Eliezer. Right? So Right, Tosas obviously is learning the Gemara differently than Rashi, but what's Tosas saying?
What's Tosfot saying to Chozarbo or to Targumah?
The Tosas Dimamaso Chozarbo, right? So Tosas is presenting a different approach to the Gemara than Rashi presents. So I'm just asking you what exactly Tosas says. Ms. Gutman always puts her hand up. You're so like formal and nice, yes.
Well, maybe I just think I'm just so close to school. And I did school online, so.
You did school online? Nebuch.
Like, why? This is great. This isn't Nebuch at all.
My kid, whatever. I think, seriously, Zoom school, I think, was so destructive to my son's education. I have a son who just finished fifth grade.
I wasn't in fifth grade.
He missed like an entire year of school, and he's like so far behind. Again, I don't think it's only him. I think it's a lot of kids. I think Zoom school is like the worst thing. But that's okay, that was my rant. Okay, continue.
I'm gonna try this one. So the sukkah, he takes back that you need a sukkah. Before he said you didn't need you. Wait. Yeah, before he thought
explain yourself. Yeah.
What? Before he thought you need a sukkah, you need to be tashlumin in a sukkah, and now he says you don't have to be tashlumin in a sukkah. You can be tashlumin out of a sukkah.
Okay, that's correct. But in which way is Rashi different than Tosas? Rashi also said there's tashlumin outside of the sukkah. In which way is Rashi different than Tosas?
Well, he still holds to the 14 meals.
He still holds to the 14 meals, right? Unlike Rashi, who says that Rabbi Eliezer changed his 14 meals idea, according to Tosas, Rabbi Eliezer still holds the 14 meals, but the 14 meals don't need to be in the sukkah. That's why Tosas says it. Now, here's the other thing, though. Rashi and Tosas are also disagreeing about what the word tashlumin means. Right? According to Rashi, tashlumin means you make up. You missed something, you make it up. I miss mincha, I daven ma'ariv twice. Right? Not that this would ever happen to me, but you miss mincha, you daven ma'ariv twice. That's tashlumin according to Rashi. According to Tosas, what does the word tashlumin mean?
I think it means that you just. Oh wait, actually, he says hashlama v'chashbon shal yitalid, and I thought I knew what that meant, but now I'm not sure.
Which means what?
It means that as long as he has the 14 count, he's fine.
In other words, you complete the number 14. According to Rashi, tashlumin means make up. According to Tosfos, right, or repair. According to Tosfos, tashlumin means to complete the count. It's a different word, tashlumin. It means something different. Now, this does raise a teeny bit of a question also. You see, if the idea is to make it up, so the halacha in tefillas tashlumin is I can only make up one. Now, if I miss shachris, I can make it up with mincha. If I miss shachris and ma'ariv, right, you can't have a triple header. You can have a double header. You can't have a triple header. You can't have Ma'ariv and then you'll make up Mincha and Shachris. No? They don't work like that. So according to Rashi, I understand why we're only dealing with one meal. But according to Tosas, that the issue is that I need the complete number 14. So let's say I miss four meals over Yontif. So according to Tosfos, I would need, presumably, to eat four meals in Shmini Atzeres. Right? If the idea is I need tashlumin, I need to complete the count of 14, so then that should not be limited to one meal. According to Rashi, that means making it up. So making up in halacha is limited to one meal, or to one tefillah, or some of the poskim say, if you miss Kriyas HaTorah 1 week, you make it up. But if you miss a number of weeks of Kriyas HaTorah, many poskim say you don't make it up. Although I have to admit that in Yeshiva, Rav Schechter had them lean every parsha from Kisisa until I think Nusso or whatever it was at the pandemic. Like they had a Kriyas HaTorah that was like longer than the Golos to just make up all the parashios that they missed. Rav Schechter is super from. That's just, we'll leave it like that. I think it was like Kisisa until like Nusso. I think that was like the pandemic, no? Something like that. There's a Yishai Rebo song if you want to remember exactly how long it was. Your kids are going to ask you at some point, like, what does this mean? Like, you're going to have to explain them. There's a thing, a pandemic. It requires a lot of Perish Rashi. Okay. Good. So let's just continue in the Taisus. Let's just read it inside. Kach Pirish Bekuntras, like when the third wide line of the Taisus. So Tosa says, "V'lishon di yashlim, v'im hishlim lo mash maklal lashon tashlumin elashon chesh elashon hashlama cheshbon sheyidal tzeudos." The lashon of tashlumin does not sound like making up; it sounds like a lashon of hashlama. I'm not exactly sure what Tosa means over here. He's making some diktuk point that I don't fully get. V'od, moreover, Tosa asks. Kevan de mimatza yalfinon, lo matzinon sheyehet hashlumin lematza shel laila harishon shel pesach. But Taisus is asking Kashan Rashi, my dear beloved Rashi, if what you're saying is that Rabbi Eliezer holds, like the Chachamim, that the first night of Sukkot you have an obligation that you have to eat, no matter what, rain or shine, you have to eat. And that obligation is based on matzah. So if that's the case, so then I'm making up my obligation on Shemini Atzeres. But hold it. You're learning the entire obligation from matzah. If you miss eating matzah the first night of Pesach, you can't make it up, Frek Taisvis. But if I miss matzah the first night of Pesach, I'm a goner. I lost it. I can't make it up. Jasmine, you have a comment?
Yeah, I was going to make a comment and then I realized that I think it only, I was going to mention the Pesach Sheni, but I think that only applies to the carbon, not to the matzah.
The Pesach Sheni is only by the carbon. There is a halacha of Pesach Sheni that you eat the carbon al matzos umirorim, right? So you're allowed to have chametz in your house, but you have to eat the carbon Pesach with matzah. But I don't think that's like a tashlumin of the matzah. I think it's a tashlumin of the carbon. That's why it's kasha. If you're learning from matzah, there's no tashlumin for matzah. Va'od, demash mekatzas birushami debay kizayis dogan l'sudas yontav harishon shel chag, kemo gabi matzah, v'hocha amina diyashim b'minin targima. More of what Taisus asks, in our Gemara, how do I do tashlumin? I do the tashlumin, I eat some dessert, or I eat some meat or chicken, whatever it is. But one second. The first thing I took is I have to eat bread. Right, so a chicken, right, can't be bread. Transubstantiation does not work this way. You can't say that a chicken becomes bread. Right, just don't work like that. Correct? Okay.
Right. Not even schnitzel.
What?
Not even a schnitzel.
Not even a schnitzel. Although we have to figure out why schnitzel is a shahako, not a mizonos. But the point is that Judaism does not believe in that type of transubstantiation. My guess is that no religion on the planet believes that chicken actually becomes bread. Fair? The next kasha is a taisvis. In order to understand, you have to go fight in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that im hishlam b'mini targima yatsa, that you can fill out the number 14 meals with an extra dish, or you can, according to Rashi, you can fulfill to some extent the mitzvah of eating the first night of Yontiv by adding a dish. The point is that adding a dish somehow makes up for what you missed. This idea does make it to poskim. There's a discussion. Let's say you have, can you have like a double sheva brachas of two couples together? Right? So each one is supposed to have their own se'uda. So what do you do? Or can you have a Sheva Brachas together with like some other festive meal? So all the Achronim say you have to have like a special dish to count as the Sheva Brachas. I always thought that's analogous to some extent to this idea of being Mashlam B'minei Targima. We have a special dish and that fills it in. Okay, let's go on the Gemara. Shal apokshrapos shagripas hamelach es Rabbi Eliezer. The apokshrapos basically is the person, the main attendant of Agrippas, the person who's in charge of Agrippas' home, Rashi says. Again, the French word in this Rashi, Zoe, I have no idea what it is. Saklak? Shaklak? I don't know. So the apotropos of Agrippas asked Rabbi Eliezer, the same Rabbi Eliezer from our Mishnah. His question is, Kigon ani, she'eini ragil le'echol ela su'uda achas biyom, mahu she'ochel su'uda achas v'ipater. He asks, hey, Rabbi Eliezer, you say you're supposed to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, one at day, one at night, but I only eat one meal a day. I'm the apotropos of King Agrippas. I don't have time to eat a full meal. I don't have time to eat two meals a day. I only eat one meal a day. So can I eat one meal each day of Sukkot? So Amar Lo, Rabbi Eliezer answered, "B'chol yom v'yom atam mamshav kamar parperos v'kavod atzmecha v'achshav iatam mamshav parperos achas v'kavod konecha." Right? So Rabbi Eliezer's response is, listen, every day you eat lots of dishes just for your own gustatory pleasure. So you're not going to add a little bit of food for the covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? That's his question. Now, Tosfos says that this Gemara seems to indicate that Tosfos is correct. Because the Gemara is talking about the chiyuv of 14 meals. And the guy says, well, is there a chiyuv of 14 meals for someone like me who only eats one meal a day? So the Gemara answer is, yeah, on Sukkot, you should still have 14 meals and extra desserts for the dessert for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's basically, you can have like a bumper sticker, right? Dessert for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the idea that Rabbi Eliezer says. According to Rashi, this does not make sense in the Gemara, really. Because why are we going back to the 14 meals when Rabbi Eliezer completely moved away from the idea of 14 meals? Rashi will have to understand that this is like a historical question that's not really relevant, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Bahalacha.
Was there any... Does anyone discuss the fact that the servant of Agrippas is talking about the day and not the night?
I mean, I think that's when he had... I think by day, he means like in a 24-hour period. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says I should eat two meals, one that day, one during the night. Agrippa's servant asks, well, I only eat one meal a day, so what do I have? Right?
Yeah.
Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, by the way, raises the question, well, what would that mean for us within Rabbi Eliezer world? Would that mean that we have to eat three meals a day in the sukkah? Or to ask the question in a more absurd way, you know, the minhag among German Jews is that they wait 3 hours between milk and meat rather than the 6 hours that's normally observed by most people. The question is how they get 3 hours. So some of the poskim in the Darkei Teshuva write that in Germany at that time, maybe someone could tell me that this is correct or incorrect. In Germany at that time, they used to eat five meals a day rather than three meals a day. So it's approximately 3 hours between meals.
I mean, I don't know. But I always wondered, what does that say about the Holland Jews who wait 1 hour between?
So 1 hour has a real halachic source. Right? 1 hour is found in the Zohar Shah Achas, that's found in the Ramah. 3 hours has no real halachic source. Or maybe there's an Isser v'Heter, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says 3 hours. Like, it's an obscure source, whatever it is. But the Gemara's expression is that you have to wait bein se'uda la se'uda. So it could mean that if your seudas are more closely packed together, you have a shorter amount of waiting time between meat and milk, right? That might mean also in our context of Rabbi Eliezer, that if you would eat one meal a day, so the kasha is maybe one meal. If you eat three meals a day, so then what happens? Do you have to eat more in the sukkah according to Rabbi Eliezer? In this version of Rabbi Eliezer, etc.? Or, right, not? Or is it just a din twice a day? And then we can ask the question in a more absurd way, what about if you have five meals a day, etc.? Oh, let's go on in the Gemara. V'od sha'alo. He asked him another question. Kigon ani. Sheish li shtei nashim. Achas b'tiveria ba'achas b'tzipori. V'yesh li shtei sukos. Achas b'tiveria ba'achas b'tzipori. Ma'u she'etze misuka l'su'uka v'ipater. He asked him a question. I have two wives. One in Tveria, one in Tzipori. Right? I have two sukkahs. One in Tveria, one in Tzipori. Can I go from one sukkah to the other? V'ipater and be and discharge my chiyuv of eating in the sukkah. Amar lo, lo. Rabbi Yosef says you can't do it. She'ani omer, kala yotze misukah l'sukah, batel mitzvasa shel rishona. Right, Rabbi Eliezer develops this idea that we'll talk about a little bit more, which is that if you go from one sukkah to another sukkah, batel mitzvasa shel rishona, you have nullified your original mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, meaning you have to eat 14 meals in the same sukkah. You can't go from one sukkah to another sukkah.
Does that mean within one meal or for all 14 meals?
The entire yontif of sukkahs, I have to be in the same home, the same sukkah. I can't go away for a day. Now, again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discusses that maybe what that means is that each day I need some sukkah time in my sukkah. Right? No one's going to say that you become like a prisoner in your own sukkah, that you can't leave at all. But the idea is that each day of sukkahs, you have to be in your sukkah. So yeah, you leave in between, but you come back. This is your home. But to go from this sukkah to that sukkah, that you can't do. Because you can't have two different sukkahs. You have to have one sukkah the entire time. The halacha is you need one bayis the entire yontif, according to Rabbi Eliezer. It has to be a bayis for 7 days. That's what the Gemara is going to explain now. Tanya, right, bottom line, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you can't travel, right? The top of Amud Beis, can't travel from one, can't go from one sukkah to another sukkah. Rashi comments, "Ein yotzei misukah l'sukah." Top Rashi Amud Beis, le'echol b'zu v'lishon b'zu, o hayom b'zu machar b'zu. You can't have one sukkah for eating and one sukkah for sleeping, or to go from one sukkah to another sukkah. That Monday this is my sukkah, Tuesday that's my sukkah. The first comment of Rashi is a bit of a chiddush, which means that Rashi says that the same sukkah has to be your sukkah for eating and for sleeping. Like, one could have argued that, like, why can't I have two homes? I have my eating home and my sleeping home. Apparently, Rashi is saying, and this is discussed, Rashi is saying that a sukkah has to be the place of your entire residence, eating and sleeping. If you have a place that you cannot sleep in, right, it's not a kosher sukkah. Right? If you have a designated eating sukkah, designated sleeping sukkah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you are not yotzei the mitzvah at all. There are similar halachas that actually make it to the Mishnah Berurah. There's like a very strange line in one place that some of the poskim say that you might have to keep your bed in the sukkah in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. That's like a very strange extension of this. Hi, Jasmine.
So do you think that Eliezer would think that you can't travel to like visit your rabbi if it means that you're going to have to build a temporary sukkah somewhere else in the midst of your travels?
Yes. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says that you are not allowed to travel on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. You have to stay in the same sukkah the entire time. Yeah.
It just seems like a very extreme. It seems very extreme and like very not in line with many other things that we've read.
Rabbi Eliezer is an out of the box shita. Yeah, that's all I can say about it. It's an out of the box shita.
We also talked about that Rabbi Eliezer had said before that the sukkah has to be your dira, but it seems in the case of the guy that has two wives, like he has two diras. Like it seems strange that he's being even more.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, that's an impossibility. You can't have two diras.
Like you have to declare your tax residency was sort of our analogy.
Right. Either you live in Florida or you live in New York State, and you can't live in both places. And sometimes we're happy that people from New York State move to Florida, but that's a different story. Whatever. Okay.
Tax-wise, you're better in Florida.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
So that same question that Tosfos had on Rashi with the desserts, and then therefore, why is it a question for that Bichurpos if it's not a chiyuv to have 14 meals? It also applies to this question.
Again, I'm not sure I'm following.
Oh, so Tosfos had a question on Rashi. How can you say that Rabbi Yezer doesn't hold the 14 meals if the Gemara continues and says, oh, you must...
Right, it takes about 14 meals, right?
Right. So this two wives, two places situation...
It's also assuming that you need 14 meals, right? And you can't move from one sukkah to another sukkah. You need to fulfill all your meals in the same sukkah, yeah.
Okay.
So Rabbi Eliezer says, let's just continue the Gemara top of Amid Beis. Ein yotzei misukkah l'sukkah, ve'ein osen sukkah b'chol hashom moed. Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot build a sukkah on chol hamoed if you don't sit in the sukkah the first day of Yontif. So it's farfalon. You're not going to get in the mitzvah of sukkah. Therefore, you have no heter to build a sukkah on chol hashom moed. The only heter to build on Chol HaMoed is if I'm building and it's Letzairach HaMoed, no? There, Chol HaMoed, it's usher to do malacha. According to half the Rishonim Tzinnis HaDei Raisa, according to other half the Rishonim Tzinnis HaDei Rabban. This is a malacha on Chol HaMoed. We paskin that certain types of activities are permitted. We allow you to do malach on chol hamoed if it's letzorech hamoed, right? If I'm doing an action that's necessary for the yontif, so that's permitted, providing it's a maisa hedyot, not a maisa umen, providing it is not professional labor, right? If it's letzorech hamoed, but it's maisa umen, that's forbidden chol hamoed, right? So even if I want to take a trip, and it's letzorech hamoed to go on a chol hamoed trip, and my car broke down, and I need a mechanic to fix the car, I'm not allowed to do it, even though it's letzorech hamoed. But you can't have ma'aseh umen letzorech hamoed. And that's the halacha. The chachamim say I'm allowed to build a sukkah on chol hamoed. Presumably, building a sukkah is not ma'isa uman. It's probably ma'isa hedyot, right? Anybody could build a sukkah. You don't have to be a professional builder. And the Chachamim say it's letzorech hamoed. You're allowed to build a sukkah because you're going to get a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer says, ain't osen sukkah b'chol hamoed. You can't build a sukkah b'chol hamoed because you're not going to get in the mitzvah anyway. Because once you messed up and you didn't eat in the sukkah the first day of Yontif, so then you don't gain anything by building a sukkah, Chol HaMoed. Bachachamim omrim, Zoe, it looks like you have a... Bachachamim omrim, yotzei misukkah l'sukkah, v'osen sukkah b'chol HaShemoed. The Chachamim say that no, you're allowed to go from one sukkah to another, and you're allowed to build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed. Vishavin all agree shem nafla shechozer ubona b'chol hashamoed. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if my sukkah fell down, I'm allowed to rebuild in a Chol HaMoed. Taisvis has a girsa that maybe I'm allowed to rebuild the sukkah on Chol HaMoed only if I'm using the original wood that I used for the first sukkah. Right? That's the Taisvis comment. Yesvarim shekosuv behen kamashon kevan dibdida ka'aved, since you're building it with itself, ihihi, it's the same one, mashma lafisha bon osa ba'osan etim. Right? And the reason why it works, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is because you're using the same exact wood. So let's go back in the Gemara, fourth line. B'shavin, or like Rishim, nafla, if the sukkah falls down, shechozer bona b'chol shamoed. Then you're allowed to rebuild on Chol HaMoed. My time, Rabbi Eliezer, right? Again, what's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer that you can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? What's the reason, Rabbi Eliezer, that you can't move from one sukkah to another? Amar Kra, Chag HaSukkos Tassel HaShivas Yamin, Asay Sukkah HaRu'uya L'Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to build a sukkah that can be a seven-day sukkah. Sukkah is a seven-day festival. The sukkah has to last for 7 days. I say sukkah for Shiva Yamin. The Rabbanan, I'll get to you in a second, Achel. Rabbanan Hachika Amar. The Chachamim say that, no, this is the pshat in the Torah. The Torah says, Chag HaSukkos Tassel HaShivas Yamin. What it means is, I say sukkah for Chag. The Chachamim say it means, Chag HaSukkos Tassel HaShivas Yamin, that for 7 days you build a sukkah. You can even build a sukkah anytime during those 7 days. Let me just read three more lines of the Gemara. Now I'll take the question. We'll just finish off the Gemara. Vishavin all agree, Shem Nafla, Shechozer Bona Osam Chol HaMoed. Everybody holds up the sukkah, fell down. You rebuild on Chol HaMoed. Pshita, the Gemara asks, it's not obvious. Second one, no. Mao, the Tema Hayach Ritahi. Ve'ena L'Shiva, Kamash Malan. I would have thought that the sukkah that I built is not the same one as the original. If the sukkah fell down and I build it, I would think it's not the same as the original sukkah. Kamash Malon, that no, it is the same as the original sukkah. I'm rebuilding it, so it's considered the same sukkah, so even contrabilizer, it is good. Tosis adds that maybe it's only considered the same sukkah contrabilizer if I rebuild it with the same wood that I originally used. Ms. Gutman, I did not let you ask a question, and you waited so patiently.
Thank you for the compliment. So going with Rabbi Eliezer, he says, for the reason for 14 meals was teshuvah to duru, and you always eat your meals in your house. But that's not true. Like, if you get invited out, sometimes right. You eat at other people's houses. So, like, how does that follow?
So that's sort of the idea that Rav Shlomo Zalman is getting at. Obviously, people leave their home for an occasional meal. Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, but you won't leave your home completely. You won't like move out of my home and move. I won't have two homes, right? So I can eat out, but my home is still my home. How do I show it's my home? I eat one meal there at least.
Right.
That's what again, it becomes a little bit of a judgment call. One meal, two meals, no meal. How do I know it's my home? But the basic point is that Rabbi Eliezer says, Teshu came to Duru, two meals a day, and Chag HaSukkos Tassel HaShivas Yamim, you have to build a sukkah that will last for seven. You have to build a sukkah that will last for 7 days. It's not called a sukkah if it won't last for 7 days. It's not called a sukkah if you're not going to use it for 7 days. Okay. Any other questions, comments, observations?
Maybe I'm confusing things, or I don't know what, but according to Rav Eliezer, so you need to build a sukkah that's a seven-day sukkah. So if you build a sukkah that's really flimsy and it only lasts like 2 days, then it falls down.
No good.
Then you rebuild. It's no good, but he's saying if you rebuild it, it is good. So then you can build a really flimsy sukkah that you just have to keep rebuilding.
I think what Rabbi Eliezer means is that if it was a sturdy sukkah that can last for 7 days and it fell down, right, me'ezah sibashahi, so then I can rebuild it. But if I have a sukkah that can only be a one-day sukkah, that ain't going to work.
Okay.
have a question.
Yes.
So when the Chachamim say that that pasuk means "osei sukkah b'chag," do they actually mean on chag? Like, do they think that you could build, like, if it was first night and you're like, shoot, I forgot to build my sukkah?
I was waiting for someone to ask that question. So that's a very hard question. No, obviously you can't build a sukkah on Yom Tov. The shaila is, can I have a goy build a sukkah for me on Yom Tov? If I have no other place to eat and my sukkah fell down, can I have a goy build the sukkah for me on Yom Tov? Is it considered amir al-nachir to do a da'iraisa, to do a drabunah when you build the sukkah? That's already a very lumdish question that gets involved. But I think when the Chachamim say chag over here, they don't mean what we call Yom Tov. They probably mean what we call Chol HaMoed. That's my guess.
Makes sense.
Okay. Any other points?
It feels to me like Rabbi Eliezer's analogy is like close to the Omer somehow. Like you need to.
Yeah. So that from them say, like, just like by Sfira so Omer, if I miss a day of Sfira, according to many, you mess up the entire thing.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Eliezer is saying the same thing by Sukkot. Exactly. That okay. If you miss one day, you don't get any mitzvah at all. The whole thing is like gone.
Okay.
Okay, Chevra.
And we're going to come back to the Mevatel, the Rishona.
I think we'll try to come back to that next week in Yirtzeh Hashem.
Okay.
Okay. There's a chance I might not give Shir next week. I'm going away for a few days. I hope to give Shir, but I'll tell you at some point during the week. Okay?
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Kol tov. Bye-bye.